Hey guys, what's up and welcome to another episode of FPL Copy Talks. This is game week 34 and three gentlemen will come together to share with you our thoughts and analysis on the current Premier League and what it means to the game we love, Fantasy Premier League. I'm Anwan, the FPL casual.
I'm ABK, the loyalist to the club that I'm hoping we'll get to the semi-finals tomorrow.
You hope, mate.
But you never specify. It could be a Man City fan or...
Arsenal.
They know. Okay. Yeah, and I'm Lukman, the sensible one. We're my new listeners, bro.
If you're a new listener, please listen to the first part. Like we've been seeing our first part numbers aren't as good as the second part. Yeah, but anyway, this two-part thing, we've heard your kind of... feedback about it, but we'll still discuss. We'll still continue on with this two part until the end of the season, and we maybe towards in the preseason we'll kind of go back to the drawing board and kind of discuss what we have plans for us. Preseason.
I was gonna say it's game week 34. We only got four more game weeks left. Two double game weeks, 34, 37. It's crazy fast how this.
35
moves when you're, sorry,
another yeah, 35. Double.
I mean, yes, it's crazy fast how fast the season moves when you're actively involved in Fantasy Premier League. I still remember the good old days when I was deciding if I should wildcard in game week 8 or game week 9, when my Kudus and Son and Hwang Hee-chan were hauling.
Yeah,
but that being said, I think guys, I will call the pre-season before the next season as our recruitment season. Right? I think we've got a good bunch of loyal listeners here. Let us know, if you're listening to this right now, let us know what are some of the events you would like to see happening next season. We can take those seriously into consideration. Apart from the price league, off the menu has been quite good engagement, I think. So I think we could have prizes for those as well. We'll see how. Perhaps more prizes, more engagement. Something we can do pre-season as well to get in new listeners hyped up for the next season. But as is, given the current league standing, I'm hoping the season ends soon. What are the guys' thoughts, man?
Of what? The
pre-season.
The pre-season. Yeah, it's pretty quick, yeah. Pretty quick season.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to next season already, bro. I'm planning new content. No, really. I'm thinking of new content. How we can engage more. I'm slowly thinking lah. I wouldn't say much here now because nothing concrete. But yeah, we'll be here lah. If you're listening, we'll be here next season for sure. We try to improve on our content and all that. EBK?
Next season, you hear Lukman the. Sensible city loyalists. The conversion rate.
This isn't my year, bro. You wanted to talk about pre-season, right? Why don't you elaborate more quickly?
Yeah. No, I'm just saying that if you have any ideas, we're working on it.
Oh, you're asking now. The listeners,
Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
We're working on it now. Can. So if you have any ideas, let us know. Your input, as usual, is always valuable. I know, like what ABK says, how you don't like this two-part pod, but if I learn anything, sometimes it takes a while for listener behavior to change. But we see lah, the numbers won't lie. We work around it, and we see how we can spruce things up. Yep. Let's get to the pod proper.
Wait. I'm really looking forward to next season. I'm looking forward to like owning Palmer at like 8.5 million because of phobia. I'll keep holding on to him. Even though he's blanking, right, I will not sell him. I can foresee next season. Really, that I will just keep him the whole season, even though he's blanking because of phobia of this season. Yeah.
Anyway, for me, it would be Ollie Watkins. Ollie Watkins is the guy for me. Because I had Ollie. When everyone started off with somebody else, right, I started off with Ollie Watkins and I held him on. Like, I think I remember like, the first 8 game weeks, he didn't score or anything. Like, he was just assisting every week.
Sell him, boom.
You guys then, following the trend a little bit too much. My key striker next season will be the main man,
Nicolas Jackson.
Darwin Nunes.
Okay, okay, let's move
holds,
on.
Man. Let's season the finale.
Let's move on to the pod, guys. But as usual, housekeeping, if you still haven't followed us on our socials, do follow us. Find us on FPL Kobe Talks on all the usual socials.
Yep, and if you're listening to us on Spotify, don't forget to subscribe and give us a 5-star rating.
Also, if you haven't, do join our Telegram group. Our deadline for the Telegram group will be closing in Gameweek 35. I will be making some announcements on the Telegram chat to make sure that everyone who is in the top few rankings are in the Telegram group, because that's what you need to be eligible for the prizes. Yeah, so yeah, we need you to be in the Telegram group, because that's where we administer the league. That's how we contact you. Yeah, so yeah, I'm really looking forward to today's spot. And without further ado, grab your beverage of choice. This is episode 122, Free Hit 34 Draft. Let's get into it.
Let's go!
Boss, kopi o satu, boss.
You're listening to FPL Kobe Talks.
It's Freddie Youngberg again, push out by Bartlett, Wilson!
Right here. Right now.
All right, welcome back. Just a quick update on our strategy corner. I think it's double game week 34. We've got double game week 35 and another double game week where the other half of the teams are double gaming in game week 37. And for myself, I've done my wild card in game week 31, preparing for bench boost. Game week 34 right now, and with 2 free transfers, and I'll free hit game week 37. So that's my strategy. On the other hand, Ibiki and Lokman's strategy has been to keep the wild card. They did ending to game week 34, i.e.
Ibiki different.
You just go through that first. Then you just say that first.
So they did ending to game week 34, i.e. they're using all the transfers to prepare as best as possible for game week 34, running the wild card in game week 35 in preparation in view of double game week 37 bench boost. They've already used their free hit in game week 29, which was mildly wildly unsuccessful.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like so just one thing to note about my strategy, I think it might have changed a bit. My initial plan was to dead end in 34, but now I think my team actually looks pretty okay for 35. So I might dead end in 35 instead. So what I'll do is I'll only play the wild card in 36 and then bench boost in 37. So there's a slight change in my plans, but I think it's only because my team looks kind of okay to be delay that
435. Yeah, you just need to bring in Sun probably. But anyway, yeah, so for content wise it's good. Like, I'm wildcarding in 35, ABK wildcarding in 36, and Arno is free hitting in 37 while we are both bench boosting. So
we
yeah,
have like
so
slightly different strategies for all three of us, so I think it'll be different. Nice to kind of see how that develops. Yeah.
And then in the preseason, you can listen to our review on what happens and what could have been done better.
We'll have one episode where we speak after 38 or so, right? No?
Yeah, we do that. Can we do that? Can that pod be like a season review, a short one? Then after that, we just take a long break. I don't want to come back in June. I want to watch the Euros. I don't think we'll be doing Euros content. But what do you think? You guys want to do? I just want to say like the one pod after Game 38, I think that is a public holiday, Visa day. We can do it like in the morning and then...
What day is that?
Short review. Wednesday morning or something?
Yeah,
we'll 22nd see. Okay, anyway. Let's delve into the podcast. I think before we go on free here, right, I want just answer Kumaran's question. He's asking about triple captain chip. He said which player to go for, Salah, Saka or someone else? Quickly answer him for him, Anwar. Your mate.
Oh, Shaq. I don't think it's a quick answer here. But I would go potentially go... If you're chasing, I think someone asked what it means to be chasing. Right? Chasing means, okay, so basically, right now, if you're in the top 200K, because I'm in the 200K, so you're in the top 200K,
now go like push myself,
pushing would be trying to break into the top 100 or top 100K. So I need as much differential as possible. Because if you look like what happened to me this week, and if you listen to the first week of the pod, the first pod that we had earlier, I had 60 points, slightly above average, but that was itself a very red arrow. So I think majority would think of Salah, Saka, but I would actually triple cap and put my chips on Solanke.
What?
Okay, yeah. I know. Reason?
It's a differential.
Quick reason.
I mean, they're playing Aston Villa, Wolves, Solanke has had decent...
This is if you are within the top 200k, you still consider that?
Yeah. I mean, there's easy. Nothing to lose here. It's either I push forward or I just go with the flow. And I don't want to be...
Depends 200K. On the goals.
I want to be... Yeah, I want to push myself ahead. So it's either... Okay, see, at the end of the day, FPL, right, it's like you've got a target you want to hit. If you don't hit it anywhere below that, it's the same. It's inconsequential. That's my opinion.
For example,
it's the drive.
You could be in 20K now, but you want to get to the top 10K, you will be differential. But if you could be 80K, but you want to be in the top 100K, then in that case, you just Captain Salah, like triple Captain Salah. But you want to go something differential, I wouldn't go Solanke. No, you could be in 80K, but you want to be in the top 100K, so you're not chasing. But you could be 20K, you want to get in the top 10K, you could be chasing even though you're ranked better. So it depends on your goals.
Correct.
If you're chasing, I wouldn't go Solanke. I think Eze is a better pick.
All your definitions, you're always chasing.
Always chasing.
But anyway, to answer Kumaran's question, right, I will triple captain Palmer in 35, Aston Villa away and Spurs at home. I think those are good fixtures. I think Aston Villa just conceded 3 to Brentford recently. I'll just go with Palmer, top scorer. He's going to be greedy. He's going to fight everyone in the team just to score, as you can see from the last game. But yeah, I'll just go with Palmer in 35, bro.
Yeah. Again, it depends on the outcome of the midweek game. Right? So we still have Arsenal still has to play Bayern and Liverpool still to play Atalanta. And my only concern is that these two players, following the run of defeats and the last game, they don't look at their best lah. And rotation risk is there, especially in a double game week. Whereas Solanke is the bread and butter of... I mean, if you're just looking purely at game week 34.
EBK?
I think I'll just stick to Salah. Safe. Triple captain on
Safe and sound, yeah.
Safe and sound. Okay. Everton away, Fulham away. I think it's
just okay, just to recap, let's start our free hit chat, okay? So, in our poll, right, in our group chat, right, 63% is not playing and 37% is playing their World Cup. So, slightly lesser people not playing. And also, in the top 100K, right, only 20% in the top 100K have their free hit left. So, if you're using your free hit, it's a differential for sure. I think most people are, actually, right, Anwar's bench boosting, right? I don't see anyone bench boosting this game week. So it could be a good thing for Anwar. You're a bit a unicorn. I don't see any teams on X bench boosting. FYI, yeah, lah, no. Anwar, FYI.
I mean, at the end of the day, my strategy was because I didn't have a very good team coming into game week 30 to begin with. And wildcard has always been an option. And why? It's a bit challenging, lah. I mean, I'm looking at my team. It might not be the best bench boostable
it's okay,
week.
Okay.
I mean, it's decent. I just feel that at least now all teams have a bit of something more to play for versus game week 37. So I'm just a bit doubtful on that one. And then we have Liverpool.
Okay, let's start.
We have Arsenal double game week.
Okay, let's start the discussions. Okay. We go by teams, okay? So let's start with Arsenal, okay? So most people will triple out on Arsenal and on free hit. I think Saka is a nail-on. So let's talk about that. Saka is nail-on, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
So there's two more assets. So let's start with ABK, bro. Who's your other two assets?
I think Gabriel has to be there. Gabriel, cheaper
okay,
than
so
Arsenal.
I agree.
Defender. I think
so one more. One more. Gabriel, Saka, and one more. So who are you feeling?
For me, it's Havertz. I think if I had a choice on a free hit, I would go with Havertz in my team. But I also have this very it's a bit like
on Havertz, is it?
No. Actually, I would kind of recommend Tomiyasu in your team.
Tomiyasu.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just saw him in my UCL fantasy, bro.
Yeah, because I feel...
Well, why Tomiyasu? Double. He won't play both games.
Like, I think Arteta it will at this point realize that Tomiyasu is the man for this left back position for him. Like he has to go.
What did Kiwior do wrong? I know Zinchenko played like shit, right?
Kiwior had a bad game against Bayern. Zinchenko had a bad game, like the last game that they played against Villa. I think the only player that's always been steady for Arsenal on the left back position is Tomiyasu.
Okay, but on a free hit.
Okay.
On free, you will not go there.
Havertz.
You will never go there. Yeah. You go. You can go white. If you're on double up, you can go white or Saliba or Raya. You will not go Tomiyasu. But yeah, good call. Interesting. You should have told me. I should have saw him in UCL. By the way,
Just to drop back a little bit here. Just a quick reminder: 6 teams playing double game week this week. They're Arsenal.
Yep.
Bournemouth. Crystal Palace, Everton, Liverpool, Sheffield United and Wolves, right? So these are the 6 teams that double. So obviously, based on this lineup, we're looking to double up on Arsenal and Liverpool, who have decent fixtures lah. So Arsenal is playing Wolves away and Chelsea at home, and Liverpool is playing Fulham away and Everton at home. So yeah, so that's the discussion.
So ABK is Saka, Gabriel, Havertz. So Anwar, Saka, Gabriel and?
Same. I have Havertz, Gabriel and Saka. So I think why I go Havertz is we've seen his effectiveness for the team coming into this. They lost the last game, depending again on the results in midweek, which they likely lose to Bayern. But I don't want to get there. Anyway, depending on the results, I think you don't want to shake things too much up lah, coming into this double game week. And I think Havertz will be there and about in the discussion. And Milaki attacking a set from a bigger team lah. So that's why I'm going with Havertz.
I will go Odegaard over Havertz. As I said last part, I got a feeling he might not play one game. I think Wolves away, Kai will not play. That's my prediction. I think he will play 90 minutes again against Bayern. And I think Odegaard will just be more nil. And Odegaard is also, he played well lah in the first half against Villa, right?
I think with Havertz is that I think Arteta is realized that the experiment to play Havertz in the 8 and Jesus up front was a failed one against Villa. Like it's clear that Arsenal always performs better when Havertz plays up front from the get-go. So I think we'll be seeing.
I do agree with Anwar's point last week. I think he's pivotal for sure. I agree with that. But I just think that with all the fixtures coming, right, Bayern, and then they got Spurs in 35, so I just have a feeling that he could be arrested. But yeah, Havertz is a good
player. But Odegaard is on the orange flag. What's his?
He is. If he plays this morning or tomorrow morning, then he should be okay. He's just a slight doubt, right?
I don't know. I never heard. I didn't even hear about
I think he should be fine. Let's say he plays Bayern, and I think Odegaard is still a decent partner. And he will play both games. Highly likely to play both games in the double. More than Havertz, in my opinion. Okay, so let's move on to Liverpool.
Worthy, just a quick one. Worthy differential like Trossard?
ABK? No? I don't feel it.
Yeah, Trossard is a bit on the fringes right now.
Jesus will be better. I think Jesus will probably play also more minutes.
No, I think I will stay away from Jesus and Trossard and Martinelli also.
So it's Saka, Gabriel.
Saka, Neil. Gabriel.
And then your other Arsenal is either a defensive asset like Ben White. Or
Raya is also a good shot, I think. Raya. Odegaard, because actually my free hit draft is Raya instead of Gabriel because he's cheaper.
I don't like. Raya is fine. Just that he doesn't get saves. Arsenal control games that he don't get save points. But anyway, I don't mind Jesus if you want a forward spot. Let's say you have a lot of midfielders. If you want, I think he'll play left wing, alright. He'll probably play
He could, but I think just he'll start one game. I think.
You think he'll be fair, that's fair. Just stick with Odegaard or Havertz lah. I think Havertz is a popular pick lah, but I think I'm just feeling Odegaard. But anyway, let's move on to Liverpool. I think Salah should be in every free team. I think there's no argument, even though he's been poor lately. So there's the other two spots. Let's start with Anwar, bro. Who's the other two spots for Liverpool on a free hit?
I used to say that I love an attacking asset from a team, right? But given the wastefulness of this team, it's a bit question mark lah.
We aren't keeping clean sheets too, bro.
Yeah, and we aren't keeping clean sheets too, which is why I honestly feel initially it was Luis Diaz or Jota and Darwin Nunes. But at this rate, I'd rather keep Haaland on a single game week against Brighton ahead of Nunes.
Okay, right. So you won't triple up on I just saw your free draft. You won't triple up on Liverpool on a free hit. Is that what you're saying, brother?
Yeah, correct. That's what I'm saying. So I'm either going with Diaz or Jota and Salah. And then, yeah. I don't see Darwin.
Zabani, you have Zabani in your free draft, bro. I'm sure like a Venda is way better than Zabani. Zabani probably won't keep clean sheet away to Villa, away to Wolves too. I'm sure you need a Liverpool defender, bro, even though we are not keeping clean sheets.
Yeah, then probably Van Dijk or Edison in there.
Okay, let's talk about defender. Which I said for Liverpool. Because I think everyone will want to buy a Liverpool defender.
The only one nil is Virgil van Dijk. And he's at 6.6 million now. Yeah, big Virg.
I will go for TAA because Bradley's out injured. TAA isn't traditionally known as a super attacking defensive asset on a free hit. I think it makes sense to go TAA.
But we gotta see this Atalanta game as well. I think
it
changes quite a little bit.
Yeah, so Trent, I'm feeling Trent too. I think he might not play both, but the fact that Liverpool are not keeping clean sheets, right, is the more likely that you want Trent because he's more likely of a long range or assist or you know what I mean? Like Van Dijk is a more safer pick, but I will punt on Trent too lah. If he plays Atalanta, if he gets some minutes, either 60 or 30 minutes, then I will punt on him.
Mm.
That would be my caveat. If he doesn't play a single minute, then just go with Van Dijk. That would be my rate. How about the other midfield spot?
And I just went for Darwin. Actually, to be honest, I haven't been following as many Liverpool games as you have been. I'm not so down on Liverpool assets as you are. So I think I will just go for the simple Darwin pick.
A bit biased.
Okay,
huh?
So I will go with I think I'll put on Jota. Okay, so the reason, right? So this is our schedule, okay? Atalanta, then 2 days rest, then Fulham, then 2 days rest, then Everton, then 2 days rest, then West Ham. All four games are away. So my take, right, there will be rotation. Salah included. Because I think Gakpo will play, Harvey will play, Jota will play. I think if you consider that all the forward assets, right, they have similar minutes, let's say 1.5 games. So if you consider that, okay, you can argue that Diaz has probably better X minutes than Jota, but I'm going to assume that all their minutes are similar. And so if I consider that, right, Jota is the best finisher among all, Salah included. That's why I think I'll just punt on Jota. But this is the caveat that he gets. Yeah, he's probably a better finisher than Salah. But the caveat is the same thing. He needs to play Atalanta. Either he starts or he comes on, like he and Trent. So if both of them play a significant part in Atalanta, it means they are fit. Then I will just punt on Jota. And also the fact that Diaz, I know Diaz, Darwin, they've all been that so poor lately, right? So I think Jota will get significant minutes. Just the fact that none of them are on form. And so I'm feeling it. I think X minutes will be similar. The highest X minutes, right, is McAllister, if you want to go there. But I don't think I'll go there. I'll just punt on Jota and hope for the best. What do you think, Anwar?
I would punt. I think Jota is a worthy punt. But that being said, I think amongst the three strikers right now, I think Salah and Diaz will start every game. Whether they complete the full 90 minutes is another question. If Jota comes on, I got a very strong feeling on this one. I don't know. I just have a very strong feeling on this one. I think naturally on the left side, Diaz is your natural left-sided midfielder.
That we can
play there, but not
I
as
think they'll be rotated. I think
you think
be
so? I don't think so. Klopp is not one who would shake things up too much when the chips are down.
They might, bro. Maybe that's true that when the chips are down. But the fact that there's so many games coming. Like West Ham is an early game, 35 early kickoff.
Bro, that's normally stubbornness, right? You probably see Salah, Diaz, Darwin starting the next two games, and then Gakpo coming on. Gakpo has been rubbish on lately, by the way.
I think he's been okay, comparable, the forwards are bad, right? I think recently, none of them are on form. That's why I think the rotation factor is higher. Because let's say Salah is on form, then okay, I agree, Salah will play every game. But the fact that Salah has been poor, Diaz, even though he's our best attacker, but his finishing and decision making is still iffy. That's why I think rotation will be That's why I think I'll just go with Jota and.
Which is why it's very challenging, to decide who you want to triple up with this Liverpool team.
Correct. That's why I won't captain Salah. Spoiler alert. I don't think he will play both. I think he starts, he bench one. But yeah, I wouldn't. So, in summary, Salah.
Anyway, just a quick point on Trent, right? I think we should hold off until the, if you're making your free hit, right? Hold off the, until after the Atalanta game to make a decision. Because I think he's just came back. Mentally or psychologically. Yeah, he got forced back. Mentally or psychologically, he didn't look that good when he came back from the injury too quick. And, it really depends on his defensive performance against Atalanta. Because if he really makes a couple of mistakes there, it could really hurt him bad. So, depends on the form that he gets from the Atalanta game. Otherwise, I think Virg should be a more
safer pick. For sure.
Or Alisson.
I just think free hit.
And then you got more points. You got more money to move around for other players.
Yeah. For free hit, I don't think money matters. I don't think so. But I think we talk about Liverpool and Arsenal a lot. Let's talk about the other assets. I think Crystal Palace. I'll triple on Crystal Palace on a free hit because they have West Ham at home and Newcastle at home. So West Ham, right? They'll just play Leverkusen also. So they got a short turnaround, so they'll be tired. And last weekend, right, they considered 3 XG at home to Fulham. 3 plus XG. So yeah, I think home to West Ham, that first game. Yeah, I'm fancying like the Crystal Palace assets. So who do you think, what do you think of Eze, Mateta, Olise?
My only issue with Eze is he might get injured against West Ham.
Okay, that's fair. I think, but he's been back. Yeah. He's 5 games from injury, so he's kind of fresh. He's not like, I think Olise just came back from injury, so that'll be more of a worry. But I think Eze has been playing decent minutes for the past 5 games, so I think he could get injured, sure, but I think he's so-called like match fitness really up to now. So yeah, I wouldn't worry about that. But yeah, I think Eze should be in every, he will be in every free draft, right, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I assume too.
No, he's not in Anwar's. Oh, but he's not in your free draft, bro.
Yeah. My free hit draft a bit biased lah. Because I'm also preparing for my bench boost 34.
Bench boost.
So a bit different in terms of like the thought process.
Okay, so ABK, so you have Mitchell over Munoz. Why, bro?
Mitchell just came with an assist, bro.
Yeah.
Okay.
Munoz is on the other side, right?
So Munoz is, if you watch Munoz, right, he's always in the box. So he will most likely score. Mitchell is more like white. It's like, you know, Dean and Cash, right? Cash is always in the box. So I think Munoz will likely score and Mitchell will likely assist. And you want the scorer instead of the assister. So that's my take. I think Munoz should be in every free draft, in my opinion, because of the potential and the clean sheet, possible clean sheet. So that's my take. What do you think?
I don't know much about Crystal Palace assets. But then the thing is, Munoz hasn't gotten a goal yet, despite what you
said. Yeah, that's the thing. you can't predict. You see, you predict the prediction of future points is not on like base point, like previous points. But you look at the stats and the touch mats and all. Like, you know, before Enori came in, right, he didn't return. So what? Then suddenly he kept returning. So I think Munoz is. It's a better pick than Mitchell, but I think it's close, it's up to you. But I want to talk about, let's answer some questions. So I see ABK's draft, right, have Watkins. So a lot of people are asking about Haaland, but looks like you're going with Watkins instead of Haaland for a single game week. So Kenny's asking, is it wise to go without Haaland on a free hit? He could easily haul. So yeah, ABK, what do you think?
I think the only reason why I have Watkins over Haaland is because of the budget. I wouldn't be able to afford Haaland in my team. If I want to have everyone else in my team, so that's why I have Watkins in my team.
Okay, you answer Kenny's question.
But I think
is it wise to go down?
I think it is wise. I think Haaland hasn't been the form that he's always been in. We've seen Cole Palmer catching up with him in terms of the number of goals he had this season. So I think it's okay to go without Haaland. It's a way to brighten as well. I think it's a tough fixture to go to also. So
Anwar?
I would go.
Okay, my My point here is that if you don't have Haaland, you want a double game week player, it's Mateta or Darwin, right?
Solanke and Cunha. There's four options.
No, I mean Solanke is there. So it's Cunha, Darwin or Mateta.
Cunha, Darwin or Mateta, yeah. Let's talk about free hit, bro. Nobody is selling Haaland. Don't sell Haaland if you're not playing a free hit.
No, but selling, but I mean, like, even if you're on a free hit,
talking about free hit.
Your free alternative hit is Mateta, Darwin,
Mateta,
or
Cunha. Or
unless you're going on a 4-5-1. But unless you're going on a 4-5-1, I mean, the other alternative is a 4-5-1.
This assumes that everyone has Solanke in the team, right?
Yeah, assume that everyone. Yeah. I mean, it's Solanke or Haaland or assumption. Someone else, right?
I think the next one is Mateta. Mateta is the next favorite one.
So Mateta Darwin, and I mean, we just look Cunha at these three options, Cunha. So again, like where I'm standing right now, where I'm sitting right now in the same consideration, I think Darwin might not return. Has not been returning. It's been quite disappointing. Mateta is a hot and cold, it's either a 2-point, 2-point kind of double game week. And Cunha is probably somewhere in that range as well. Which is why I personally feel that right now, even moving into this game week with two free transfers, I'll keep Haaland over these three players. Don't look enticing at all.
I see people trying to sell Haaland for -4 even. Don't do that. So for free hit wise, to answer Kenny's question, I wouldn't go for Haaland. If you don't fancy your Matetas or your Cunhas or your Darwin, I will go for Watkins instead of Haaland. I think Watkins is more on form, better fixture. Yeah,
same.
That would be my take. But I will go with Mateta, most probably. I will just fill out your doublers. I think that would be my free hit plan if I were to play. The caveat is none of us are playing a free hit. Just if we were playing, that's the question. So Elvin is asking same question.
You go with a 4-5-1. But it's hard to see anyone getting more points than...
Don't go for four defenders.
...against Brighton. No, I'm just saying it's hard to find... Do you agree with me? Yeah. It's hard to consider someone else who would get more points or guarantee more points than Haaland this double game week. Do you agree with me?
It's difficult to guarantee someone to get more points than Haaland.
Yeah.
Can lah.
Even a double.
Haaland only got one fixture.
He got one fixture. I think he gets in a goal. That's 6 points. Let's say he gets a 6-point game.
I will fancy Mateta to get at least a goal in two games. I would lah.
I don't know. They just all sound like a double 2-pointer. 2-pointer.
Yeah. Okay, anyway, just a quick note, right? Haaland has to play the FA Cup first, semi-final. And then his Brighton fixture is all the way Friday early morning. So it's the last game of the game. So if you want to hold on to the hope to the last minute, maybe you just get Haaland. Or let's say you're on always a red arrow and you don't have Haaland. Sorry?
Always good fixtures.
Who?
What do you mean?
City, yeah.
Brighton away, okay.
Brighton away is a bit tough, so.
No, not Brighton away. I mean, they always get the good scheduling, the good, good fixtures, yeah.
Okay, same question. So Elvin, he's using free hit, he's keeping Palmer and Haaland, and he's asking what are your thoughts on which single game week players to retain on my free hit. So I don't think I'll keep Palmer on a free hit.
I don't keep Palmer on a free hit.
Yeah.
Even though he's nil, I mean, he's essential, but I think I'll just pun. You got to go more somewhere with more fun. I think I'll just, if you want to keep Haaland is fine. Haaland will probably be the only single, he or Watkins, either or. But Palmer. But Bruno Sheffield at home if you want, maybe. But yeah, other than that, there are no singles. But okay, let's talk about keeper.
Your free hitting, you should just go full double gamers
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking also. That's why I won't go Haaland.
I'm just saying that if you're considering Haaland versus someone else, looking at the other three options, then maybe a bit challenging to see.
Yeah, that's true lah.
How the two may have more points.
Haaland versus Mateta. Yeah, I do agree Haaland is better. But I'll just the fun of it lah.
Yeah.
I guess. True. I'll just go with doublers. Okay, goalkeeper. So what's his name? MXFZL. Which keeper to go for double game 34? So ABK has Raya.
How about Raya?
Other than Raya?
I've got Neto.
Why Neto? Away or Villa, Pickford. Away Wolves. Yeah, yeah, I'm thinking Pickford. I'm thinking, even though he back considers to square one, Pickford. I think like after you concede 6 goals, right? I think the whole week training, right? They will just be like concentrating on like defending, and like Daesh is the best at, you know,
bro, it's defending. Not after conceding 6 goals, man. They've been doing that from the start of the season, but it hasn't been successful.
No, he's been keeping clean sheet, bro. You should know Brent Wade. They've been quite solid as in before this game, lah. So I'll just go with Pickford and hope for the better.
I'm on a free hit and you're tripling up on Arsenal, I think Raya would be my option.
I don't like Raya because he doesn't get save points. I think I'll just go with Gabriel and hope for
but he's a safe choice.
He's safe, but yeah. Henderson is fine, but I'd rather go Munoz, right? And the triple on Mateta and Eze. But yeah, Henderson, if you're not triple on Crystal Palace. But my pick will be Pickford. Ibige? Have you answered that?
Yeah, just Raya, I think simple, like cheap.
Safe, lah.
Safe, yeah.
Safe, okay. Let's move on to teams quickly. I know go last, because your bench
boost. Oh. Okay, sure.
Off the menu? Kunia, no need to say, Eze no, also, right? No, nice, we talk about it later, lah. Okay, I'll quickly go through my team. Okay, 2 free transfers. I have Dubravka in goal, Gabriel, Zabani, Estupinian, Salah, Saka, Foden, San, Solanke, Haaland, and Mateta. So, I'm thinking of making 3 transfers. San to discount, Jota.
Discount transfer.
Not really. I'm sending Foden.
Bro.
I'm sending Foden.
How many percent discount transfer?
So, San to Jota, Estupinian to Trent, and Foden to Eze. And Eze captain. That is my plan. What do you think?
Eze captain.
Yeah.
Eze choice lah.
Because of, I really think Salah will not play both games. That's the reason why.
Okay, again, sorry. Can you go through your transfers again?
San to Jota. San to Jota.
Okay.
Estupinian to Trent.
Estupinian to Trent.
Foden to Eze. I need to make all 3 lah to buy Trent. Or I can just buy Van Dijk and keep Foden. But I want to captain Eze.
No, I don't play Foden. Play McAtee.
McAtee doesn't start.
McAtee Burnley home.
Yeah, but he doesn't start. Sadly. There's a Foden to Eze, bro. Eze captain. San to Jota and Estupinian to Van Dijk for hit. Sorry, to Trent.
Interesting, yeah.
Thoughts?
Interesting.
Captain Eze. Which one is interesting? The Captain Eze or the transfers? Jota and Trent?
The Captain Eze. I think Jota and... I don't know about Jota. I mean, you're going with like a double pun here. You're punting on Jota and you're punting on Eze. Actually, it's a triple pun, bro. You're punting on Trent.
Eze is not really a pun. Eze is not really a pun. The captaincy is a pun for sure.
Captaincy on Eze is a pun. Yeah, so captaincy on
Eze is a pun. What are you saying?
San to Jota, you wanted to make that move. Estupinian to Arsenal defender. Simple.
No, I'll go Van Dijk.
It's a number.
I can do that. I can do that for free. But I want to captain Eze. I tell you really, I have a feeling on Eze. Unless I just go San with Eze and forget about Liverpool. But
Yeah. I'm just saying that it's decent. But just that you putting on 3 points.
It's not Captain Salah.
Really going bold on this one. I'm fine with the Eze captaincy. That's a good pun. But then going with Jota and Trent.
Yeah. So the Jota and Trent, right, depends on if they get minutes in Atalanta. Let's say they don't get minutes or they don't look good, right? Then I'll just go with Diaz and Van Dijk. That'll be the safer one. But I want to go something different because of my rank. Nothing to lose.
Correct. So I'm just saying that's a triple pun. So it's a bold move.
Quadruple pun, because I'm captaining Eze also. So like there's 2 players.
Eze is not a pun. Eze captaincy
okay,
is a pun.
Okay.
Come on, bro.
Okay, move on.
With me again, man. We know how that turns out, bro.
Okay, AVK. Let's see your team. Yeah. Not dead end,
Not a dead end team. So I have currently set up in a 4-3-3. Neto in goal. My 4 defenders are Ait Nouri, Zabani, Gabriel, and Bradley. Garnacho, Saka, and Salah. Salah is currently my captain. Up front, I got Solanke, Darwin, and Haaland. My bench, I got 2 transfers. My bench is Palmer, Gordon, Poro, and I got Ayola also in my bench. Yeah, so I'm thinking the priority here is Bradley. I need to get Bradley out.
Right. Okay. Bradley for?
So this
how
is
how much you have?
I actually have quite a bit of money.
Can you give some?
2.1 million.
2.1. That's only who can afford. You can't afford any Liverpool defenders.
I can't afford any Liverpool defenders. Yeah, but I can afford Mitchell. Yeah, that's why I was talking about Tomiyasu just now earlier, because like I could afford Tomiyasu. So
you can't afford what?
If
Saliba.
I can, but I can afford, because Bradley is 4.1, is still can afford Saliba. But then my second transfer is I got no money to work with lah.
Okay, what's your other transfer?
Okay, so I'm thinking if Tomiyasu plays the Bayern game, and then he plays well in the Bayern game, I think that will be him like fixed onto the spot. So I think I might
Bradley to Tomiyasu, and then
I'm also thinking of Garnacho to Eze. I think that's also a possibility. Okay. Yeah.
So you can't do that if you buy White or
if I
Saliba,
buy White
right?
or Saliba, I cannot do that. Yeah. So alternatively, I can also do a keeper transfer because I'm doubling up on Bournemouth defenders. Yeah. So maybe Raya or something lah. There's a few names I'm still deciding what I want to do lah. So I can't.
So like, but you buy Raya
do you guys know about Art Nuri? What's his status there?
Don't know yet. Oh. We don't know yet. You have to wait.
Yeah, so,
firstly, I will play Palmer over Garnacho. Anwar, do you agree?
Anwar agrees. Yeah.
Yes, I do.
And then maybe Garnacho comes for Enori if he's injured. Then just keep Enori. Unless he's ruled out lah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Bradley to Mitchell.
Garnacho lah. Getting Eze lah. So, Garnacho to Eze will be better.
No, but the thing about Garnacho is you want him in 36. 35. Sorry. He's Burnley home.
Yeah.
So just play Palmer, bro. It's fine, bro.
I don't know.
Or rather play Garnacho. But you want Eze, yeah? You want Gordon, you want Palmer, you want Garnacho in 35. So I don't know whether you can get Eze,
yeah?
It's not ideal, lah. Not ideal, lah.
Yeah, I still have some contemplating to do, lah. Yeah.
Alright. Okay. Let's move on to Anwar's bench boost team. How's it coming along, bro?
Yeah, pretty decent. I think the only nail in the spanner has been Brainwith injury lah. I don't know how long he'll be out. But that being said, I definitely have to. Okay, so my team right now set up in defense. I have a double gamers in Pickford and Neto, so defense. In goalkeeping is fine. In defense, actually, I have five players, all double gamers. So we have Gabriel, Zabani, Ed Nuri, Brainwith, and Mitchell. So right now, I think Ed Nuri is on a yellow flag, Brainwith is on a yellow flag. I might need to move out of these two players, especially since I'm bench boosting. I need all the points that I can get.
How many transfers do you have? Two?
I got two free transfers.
You got two. Yeah.
And then in midfield, I've got Son, Saka, Salah, Sarabia, Palmer. So this week, I definitely have to move Son out. So likely have to take a hit for that one. And up front, I have Solanke, Haaland and Muniz. So the plan has always been to move Muniz for Darwin or someone else. But that being said, I might go on a triple Crystal Palace move, because I think Crystal Palace has pretty decent fixture run up all the way to the end of the season as well. And if you remember, I have my wild card done and dusted. So that being said, my likely transfers for now will be Sun out. And I'm really fancying Eze after Lokman's speech. So either Sun to Eze
Captain?
Or DS. Yeah, right, Sun to Eze or DS, doubling up.
Okay.
Right, so it's either or. In defense, I will have to take out either Brainwith if it's not available. And my go-to option is, Munoz.
When that?
So I'll have...
Oh, you double up.
Yeah, double.
But you keep name Muniz to Darwin, bro.
Yeah, Muniz to Darwin.
You can afford lah.
Oh, good, yeah. Yeah, because I've got Sun out of the thing. Yeah.
So is a minus four, is it?
It's a minus four.
Yeah, minus four. Okay, if Brainwith and Nuri is fine, then if they are fit, then you don't have to take a hit lah.
Yeah, correct. So it'll be Sun and Moon.
Sun two.
To again Eze.
Eze to Diaz. Darwin.
And then Moon is either Mateta.
Darwin. Or Darwin. You can afford Darwin lah.
You keep saying Darwin, Darwin, you love Darwin. Yeah, yeah, I can again.
So you can afford Darwin and Diaz.
Son and Muniz, no.
Son and Muniz, all right. So you have to go Eze and Darwin.
Eze and Darwin or...
And Diaz or...
Mateta.
Mateta.
Yeah.
Hakuna Mateta.
I would say your transfer, based on my calculations here, it's 100% discount.
Bro, so you can follow MVK.
No, but and Brentwood. If he takes a hit,
yeah, it's 100% discount on the hit, I think. Maybe except for Muniz, because Son is not playing. Right,
okay.
And you're gonna replace him with a double game week player, right? So that's 4 points, right? So okay. 4 minus 4 is 0. So that's 100% discount, right?
Oh yeah, that's a good point.
Brentwood also not gonna play. Right, so you're gonna change with a double.
I know how you get all these deals, no?
100%
discount.
Can you
share your discount?
The only person that maybe is not 100% discount Muniz. Muniz. But I think play against Liverpool.
Now 50%, ah? 50%. Now 50%, ah? Because the doubler coming.
Bro, that one is the free coupon, the free transfer coupon.
Free
coupon. That one is the free transfer coupon.
Awesome, yeah, but that being said, I'm still comfortable having Haaland and Palmer as a bench booster. Looking at their current hauls.
Okay, yeah, same. Like, I will comfortably bench boost Palmer lah. Comfortably.
Yeah, I don't feel like I need to replace this with a double game.
But you need to bring back Sun in 35. I mean,
I don't think it's a huge priority right now considering his form.
Then Johnson.
Yeah, I mean, like,
are you no go without Spurs at all?
Yeah, initially I thought that he'd be there and about, but yeah. Don't look too.
We'll think about it next week. Okay, let's wrap it up.
Easy would be good. Looking at Crystal Palace, I think if I get Easy in now.
Oh, yeah, captaincy?
Captaincy? I'm really thinking Solanke, man.
Solanke, yeah.
Yeah.
But the fixtures are tough, bro. Villa away, Wolves away. Eze has home, Newcastle, home, West Ham. Eze has a better fixture.
I think it's almost the same as Eze Pan, just that Solanke plays up front. He's a bit more proven. He's got 2 games.
Eze is on penalties also. No, they are similar, but they have better fixtures. Eze has better fixtures.
Solanke has penalty duties also, but he whacked the last.
No, I'm saying they are similar, but the fixtures is better. Like Villa away, Wolves away.
Bro? I just want the age over you lah.
You guys are risking it too much, man. I don't know. Like everything is chasing. You know, at 200k you're chasing, at 100k you're chasing, at 50k you're chasing. At 1
are you chasing? I know. What? Where you want to finish? 100k, right?
100k. Yeah.
Yeah,
then you have to pan. You have to pan.
I don't think. I think just play it safe. I think you do all the sensible moves. I think you get to 100k. Think it's possible. I think
100k. 100k.
I think this is I think this is a mistake that people do. Like they think they are chasing. They have to chase at the end, and then they do all these moves, and then they kind of
I kind of agree with ABK lah.
Yeah.
I think if that's one thing, it's been trying to be too different. Yeah. Probably see my captaincy
on
Salah or Saka then. Salah or Saka.
Okay lah. If I kind of agree to lah. But...
I mean, 200k is still decent finish lah for me lah.
Exactly.
I'm still not lingering in the millions, so...
I don't know.
Let's move on.
If you're gonna
let's move on. But is it or Solanke, ABK? Don't say none.
Let's go with Eze and then let's go to Mini League now.
Okay, quickly Mini League, right? So Brandon is in our newcomer. So he's second now. Third is Lemon and first is Ben. But I want to talk about Brandon's team because I don't think Ben is anywhere in our Telegram. So he basically got a red arrow, right, from 42nd to 76th in the world. And you know what he tweeted? Season over. So he's 76 in the world now, and his season is over. According to him, he got 64 points. He went Konsa to Monos and rolled his transfer. He still got Waka and Benchbusa. But yeah, his season is over at 76. But yeah, if your season is over at 76, then I don't know our for the rest of us. But anyway, yeah, that's about it lah. Let's move on.
Yep.
ABK?
So I think it's a good discussion.
Yep. If you haven't already, please join our Telegram group. This is where we're gonna give the Premier League jersey of choice to the winner. I'm gonna close the entries in Game Week 35, and also gonna make sure that everyone who is eligible for the prize will be is in the Telegram group. Yeah. So.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. And once again, we're entering the end of the season. We appreciate all of your support so far. Remember what we talked at the start of this pod. If you have any suggestions on what could be introduced in the next game week, in the next season, let us know. Don't forget to give us a like, subscribe, and share on all our socials. You can find FBL Kobe Talks on all the socials embedded on the description below.
We'll be back next Friday early morning with my wildcard draft for Game Week 35. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Anwar.
Thanks, Lukman. It's a pleasure.
Thanks.
Thank you, ABK.
Thank you.
We're FPL Kopi Talks signing out.
You're listening to FPL Kopi Talks. Right here. Right now.